Yes.
十二章。
Chapter 12, First Corinthians, chapter 12.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
哥林多前书十二章二十九节。
First Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 29.
我们请念到十四章的第一节。
Chapter.
十四章，哥林多前书十四章第一节。
Okay, sorry. First Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 29.
哥林多前书十二章二十九节。
Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others judge.
哥林多前书十二章。
十二章。Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers or miracles?
三十节。
Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret?
三十一节。
But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way.
十三章第一节。
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
第二节。
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
第三节。
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing.
第四节。
Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up.
第五节。
Does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. Verse 6.
第六节。
Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
第七节。
Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
第八节。
Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away.
第九节。
For we know in part, and we prophesy in part.
第十节。
But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away.
十一节。
When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
十二节。
For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known.
十三节。
And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
十四章第一节。
Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy.
在更多的教会啊，他们有纷争结党。
In the Corinthian church, they were separated into groups.
那么每一个人都有一些自己的自尊心、骄傲的心、嫉妒的心。
In each of these groups, they always had arrogance. They also had envy.
那又加上他们在属灵上面的知识、成熟度还不够高，所以他们觉得说这个恩赐很重要。
And so their spiritual knowledge wasn't very deep at the time.
那么保罗就用在这个哥林多前书十二章二十九节一直到十四章第一节啊，是一篇道理来勉励他们。
And Paul uses chapter 12, verse 29, all the way through chapter 14 as a way to teach them.
二十九节和三十节是个引言啊。
And 29 and 30 are all introductions.
那十二章的三十一节是主题，这是中心思想。
But in verse 31, this is the central topic.
Theme, yeah.
The theme.
那么十三章从第一节到第三节是第一个重点，是讲到爱的重要。
And chapter 13, verse 1 through 3, it is talking about the first point, which is about love and the importance of love.
第二重点呢，从第四节一直到第七节，讲到什么是叫做爱。
And from verse 4 to verse 7, it describes the second topic, and it describes what is love.
那从第八节到这个十三节，讲到说为什么爱是最大的。
And from verse 8 to 13, it describes why love is the greatest.
那十四章的第一节是这个结论。
And chapter 14, verse 1, is the conclusion.
那么在这个引言里面呢，哥林多前书十二章二十九节和三十节，提到说其实不可能每一个人都有医病干鬼啊，后来这个做先知讲道啊，还是神迹异能的这种恩赐。
In the introduction, Paul describes that not everyone can be apostles or prophets or teachers or perform miracles.
因为每个身体有不同的功用。
Because every body has different purposes.
那么三十一节 保罗就告诉他们说，其实有更妙的道，比做这个先知啊，比做这个行神迹奇事异能啊，做教师啊，还要好。
But Paul describes that there is actually a better gift or a better excellent way that is superior to that of becoming a prophet, teacher, or miracle worker.
那是什么？
And what is that?
就是爱。
And that is love.
这记载在13章。
And that is recorded in chapter 13.
那13章第一节到第三节他就讲爱的重要性。
And so chapter 13 verse 1 through 3 describes the importance of love.
保罗用三个事情来形容爱的重要。
Paul uses three things to describe love.
第一他说啊，如果他可以说万人的方言并天使的话语啊，却没有爱啊，他就承认民的罗想的拔一般。
And first he says in verse 1 that though he speaks with the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, he has become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
这个有时候很难了解啊，比如说有人讲道啊，还是唱赞美诗啊，唱得很好听啊，那你不会说这是噪音呢、啊？
This is a little hard to maybe understand because when we think of people speaking sermons or praising hymns, we don't necessarily think of them as like a clanging cymbal.
这个是指的说，如果我们在神面前啊唱赞美诗，说任何话啊，如果不是出于爱的话，那么在神面前啊这种噪音而已啊。
So what this really means is that if we are in the presence of God and we sing or we deliver sermons but we have not have love in our hearts, then to God this is just noise.
因为神是不只看到我们的听到我们的声音，他也是看到我们的心。所以我相信我们大家要体验过，如果人是口是心非啊，那这个是噪音啊。
Because God not only pays attention to what we say, but more importantly, he pays attention to what is in our hearts. So if we do not have love in our hearts, it is just noise.
口是心非啊，就是因为我听到口是心非，他讲的又不是他心里所想的，那就是噪音啊。
The way to think of it is that the person who is just speaking doesn't actually mean what he says.
那我们要了解就像一个人啊，如果没有爱心的话，就像一个 cassette player。那个、
If a person is
录音带，就不是像录音带那个，反正就是你可以听到那个像那个电脑了，你可以播放这个音乐。那这本身音乐本身是很美的，可是机器本身是没有感情的。
Okay. If we want to think about a person as being who does not have love, that person is like just a simple recording device or that just plays back sounds but has no substance or meaning.
所以这里告诉我们说，如果我们没有爱的话，这所说的话像噪音。
So what this means is that if we do not have love, everything that we say is just noise.
第二，
Secondly,
我有先知讲道之人，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，却有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
Secondly, in verse 2, Paul says, And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains but have not love,
我们想想看啊，如果有这种人在教会啊，哇，懂很多道理，可以讲道，让我们造就我们，又有神迹奇事啊，可以行很多神迹异能。
If we think about having such a brethren in church who is able to have prophecy, be able to give sermons, be able to help out, we would think that this would be a tremendous gift.
这个是教会的柱石。
And then we would know that this would be
the pillar of the church.
The pillar of the church.
他不是传道，应该也最少个负责人吧。
Well, if he can't be a pastor, then at least he could be a council member.
可是在圣经里面说啊，如果他没有爱的话，虽然他有这么多恩赐啊，他英文是说 I'm nothing, 就是我什么都不是啊。
But according to Paul, if this person with such gifts was not filled with love, then that person is really nothing.
他比那个动物啊，还不是啊。
He would be incomparable to an animal.
比那个土啊，还不是啊。
Or
都没有价值了。
Or couldn't be compared to even dirt, just no value.
比如说，这个人移山倒海啊，这个怪手啊，不是怪手，那个什么推土机也可以这样做。
Well, if you wanted to move mountains, you could just go get a bulldozer.
请问有没有人要会放个推土机在自己家后院呢？
Well, would any one of us put a bulldozer in our backyard?
不会的。
No.
那会不会有？如果有人要送给我们那个386 Pentium 电脑，你要不要？
If someone were to give us an old computer, would we accept it?
386.
Like a 386.
我看那个垃圾啊, 你送给我, 我也不要。
Well, I think that's like garbage, so if you were to give it to me, I wouldn't accept it.
可是这个386还是可以存很多知识啊。
But this old computer, this 386, can still contain much knowledge.
可是你386去卖给别人了，真的是 nothing，这个价值一分钱都不是。But
if you wanted to sell this 386 computer, it would actually be worthless to other people.
所以保罗告诉我们说，没有爱的话，虽然有这么多恩赐啊，我们算不得什么。So
which is Paul says that if we have no love, then regardless of the gifts that we may have, we are nothing.
那第三呢，他提到说啊，如果他可以把全部所有的救济穷人，甚至把身体去焚烧啊，却没有爱啊，他说仍然与我无异。英文就说 I gain nothing， 就是说我的什么都没有得到。
And verse 13, Paul says, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing."
我们做圣工做到最后啊。 都没有得到什么赏赐啊，那个真很悲哀啊。
Well, when we do all of this holy work, and in the end we get nothing, it is a very disappointing event.
那为什么会有些人得不到任何东西呢？从神那边。
Well, why is it that there are some people that cannot achieve or attain anything from God?
因为他们的态度错误。
Because their attitudes are wrong.
我们看一下，我们放个书签在这里。
Let's put our bookmarks over here in
this section. 来翻马太福音第六章。
And let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
我们看第一节到第四节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 through 4.
请念一下。 马太福音第六章第一节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them, otherwise you have no reward from your Father in heaven.
第二节。
Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may glorify from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have a reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward
you openly. 他们是要让别人看见的。
Here it describes there are some people who do charitable deeds, but just for the appearance, to be seen.
所以在神面前呢, 他们不会得到任何赏赐。
Because for these people, in the presence of God, as they do their charitable deeds, they will receive nothing.
因为他们要的不是天上的赏赐, 他们要的是人的赞美, 人的认同。
Because what they want is not really the heavenly gifts, but really just the approval of the people on earth.
那在以前呢，这个在竞选的时候啊，这个总统竞选人都会去做些善事啊。可是选上以后呢，你看也不会去那边做了。
For every election that you see today, politicians or the candidates will always do charitable deeds to try to get attention and good favor among others. But once they're elected, they rarely do any.
那今天这恐怖分子啊，也是一样啊，这个炸弹啊，包的全身都是啊。 跑到人中当中啊，就把自己炸死，就像把自己身体有，好像是就这样子献给，不知道献给他们的什么东西。And
today, even terrorists do something similar, where they may strap on explosives onto their bodies, and they offer their bodies as weapons.
那不叫做爱呀。Well,
that is obviously not love.
那么他们到最后也不会得到任何东西。
And in the end, they will not obtain anything.
所以我们想想看啊，人如果没有爱的话，他说什么都是噪音。
So once we think about this, if people do not have love, anything that they say is just noise.
他虽然很有恩赐，可是没有爱啊，他算不得什么。
Maybe they have many of these gifts, but if they have no love, they have nothing.
他做任何事情又不是出于爱，他最后都没得到什么东西。
And if they do a lot of charitable works but do not have love in their hearts, then it is still they profit nothing.
所以在审判日的时候，这个人很可怜。So
when God judges this person in the end, this person is truly pitiful.
他往回去看他的生命，他真是浪费神给他的恩典生命。When
this person looks back on their life, they realize that they have truly wasted what God has given them.
那这个凡是用爱所做的事情，会不会很难呢？
Well, if we put love in everything that we do, is it difficult?
其实圣经里面呢，有些人是用爱做一切事情。
In the Bible, there are people that have love in their hearts as they do their work.
比如说像路德。
For example, Ruth.
她因为爱啊，来跟从这个拿俄米。
For example, Ruth, she had love as she followed Naomi.
她因为有爱啊，她背负了这个重担啊，虽然她的这个什么 sister-in-law 就是她的先生的哥哥的太太啊，啊离不照顾她的这个。婆婆，可是她就承担下来，因为爱。
So even
没有埋怨。
So Ruth, because she was filled with love, she was able to assume the burdens that her mother-in-law had, sister-in-law had put on her to her shoulders.
她照顾拿俄米也出于爱啊。
When she took care of Naomi, it was also because she was filled with love.
你会说照顾人都是出于爱啊
？Well, when you take care of people, is it always filled with love?
你看那个 nursing home 啊，老人院啊。有时候那个护士照顾人的不是出于爱啊。
When you think of a nursing home and you see many of the nurses there, they take care of people, but it's not always filled with love.
那路德呢？尊敬她的婆婆是出于爱。
Ruth was able to respect her sister-in-law because her mother-in-law because of love.
她为她的婆婆工作收取麦穗啊，给她婆婆，这是出于爱。
She did work on behalf of her mother-in-law because she was filled with love.
那她婆婆眼睛不太好，所以很多事情呢需要这个路德来照顾，帮来服侍。
Because Ruth's mother-in-law's eyes were not so good, Ruth had to do many things for her.
也是借着爱啊，她服侍了这个拿俄米。
And it's because of love that Ruth was able to serve Naomi.
那在故事最后呢，她因为爱啊，她顺服了。拿俄米的建议。
And it was only through love that in the end that Ruth was able to seek favor from Naomi.
Submit.
Submit.
因为这个拿俄米建议路德向波阿斯求婚。
Because Naomi had requested that, had suggested that Ruth get married to...
Implore to Boaz to marry her.
Implore Boaz to marry her.
要一个女孩子去求婚很难。
If you wanted a woman to go seek marriage, is very difficult.
那么，因为有爱，她相信拿俄米的建议，她去做。
Because Ruth had love in her heart, she trusted Naomi's word.
所以她一切所做也出于爱。所以这个路德，如果去仔细查考，她这是一个很美好的一个故事。
And it's because Ruth had love in her heart, she was able to do all of this. So this story is actually a very good story for us.
所以凡是用爱所做的，这是可能的事情。
So if we do everything with love in our hearts, it is truly possible.
那从第四节到第七节是讲到爱是什么。
And from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 7, it describes what is love.
那么我们放个书签在这里，我们看一下这个约翰一书第四章
第八节。Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第四章第八节。
First John chapter 4 verse
8. 第四章第八节。
First John chapter 4 verse 8. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
在这里提到说没有爱心的就不认识神。
Here it says that anyone who does not have love does not know God.
那神就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以我们翻回来这个哥林多前书十三章第四节到第七节。
So we turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4.
其实我们可以把这爱呢放成用神来代替啊，其实都是一样的。
So here we can actually substitute the word love for God because they're pretty much synonymous.
这个神是很久忍耐，不是吗
？Because God suffers long and is kind.
神对我们啊，真的我们犯了罪啊，他是又忍耐又对我们好。
Because whenever we commit sin, God he has patience and he also forgives.
神是不嫉妒。
God does not envy.
神不会说因为我们活得比他长啊，活得比耶稣基督还长，还是很有恩赐啊，他就嫉妒我们。
God doesn't envy us for the fact that we may live longer than Jesus.
神是不自夸。
God does not parade himself.
你看他做什么事情啊，有时候真的看不清楚是谁做的，有人还觉得这是偶然的。
Because there are many things that happen in this world, and many people wonder how did these things happen, but they may have been caused by God.
caused by accident.
Caused by accident.
所以神没有自夸。
And so God does not parade
himself. 神也不张狂。
God does not behave rudely.
不张狂。
张狂。
第四节下最后一段。
Oh, okay. Does not is provoked.
就说不骄傲, 就说 这个
God is not arrogant.
Yeah. 主耶稣都道成肉身了。
生在马槽里面。
主耶稣,
okay.
神啊, 道成肉身,
okay.
Became flesh.
Jesus became flesh.
生在马槽里面。
And he was born in the manger.
Yeah. 那神不做害羞的事。
And God does not behave rudely.
他很客气啊。
He is very courteous.
你不想他不会勉强我们做什么事。
He won't force us to do anything.
那神, 不求自己的益处。
God does not seek his own.
他常常是求我们的益处。
He seeks for our benefit.
那神不轻易发怒。
And God is not provoked.
神不计算人的恶。
And he thinks no evil.
他不喜欢不义, 只喜欢真理。
And he also does not rejoice in inequity.
他凡事包容, 凡事相信, 凡事盼望, 凡事忍耐。
He rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things.
那今天呢, 其实我们人可以来看看我们缺少哪一样。
And today we people can think about what is it that we lack.
我们要追求, 做这些事情。
What is it that we must pursue?
在圣经里面呢, 像这个巴拿巴, 他是一个很好的例子。
So, for example, in the Bible, Barnabas is a good story for us.
他真的虽然好像不是很看起来不是很重要人物啊，可是他真的是不张狂不自夸。
Even though he doesn't seem to be a very important person, he was not arrogant or boastful.
而是，可是你如果看圣经的话，他扮演很重要的角色。
But if you look at the Bible, there is a very interesting story perspective.
如果没有巴拿巴的话，这个就没有保罗，也没有马可福音了，还有保罗书信可以读了。
Because if there was no Barnabas, we would not have Paul, and we would not have the Gospel of Mark.
当保罗信主的时候，没人相信他。
Because when Paul believed God and Jesus, no one believed him.
人家把他送回去大树去。
People had driven him away.
To Tarsus.
to Tarsus.
后来他这个巴拿巴去把他找回来。
And Barnabas went to go find Paul to have him return.
跟他一同同工，帮助他成为一个很好的工人。
So that Barnabas would work with Paul to turn him into a very good, effective holy worker.
那后来他看到这个马可在路上跟他们一同行走的时候，跑走了。
And so once Barnabas was on the road, he had run into Mark, and
Mark就跑走了.
And then Mark ran away.
那保罗觉得说这个年轻的不可靠.
Barnabas had said that this person is.
保罗。
Paul said that Mark cannot be trusted.
他不愿意带马可出去传福音.
And Paul was not willing to take Mark out to spread the gospel.
可是马这个巴拿巴呢？ 要给这个马可再次机会，还是对他有忍耐，对他有恩慈，要培养他。
But having patience and a firm belief in Mark's abilities, Barnabas wanted to pursue Mark to bring him back.
那到最后，马可呢，成为一个很有用的工人，写了马可福音。
And in the end, Mark became a very good worker of God and was able to write the gospel.
我们都很希望说，有人呢，可以像保罗，还有像巴，有人像巴拿巴呢。 来培养我们，当我们做错的时候啊，不是在那骂叫啊侮辱我们，而是这样子辅导我们、鼓励我们来走正路。Each
one of us would like to have someone like Barnabas, who is patient, very loving, and very faithful in our abilities to come back to us and help nurture us into good workers.
所以，希望我们哪天教会哪一天呢，有人可以说啊，这个肯诺家教会啊，真是。 很久忍耐又有恩慈。
Well, we want to be able to see that one day that people will look at the Canoga Park and our brethren here and say that this church is filled with much patience
还是某某人啊,
and gifts.
很久忍耐又有恩慈。
or that any individual may have patience and many gifts.
他们不自夸，不嫉妒，不张狂。
That no one is boastful, is arrogant, and is not envious.
他们凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
And that, that all of the brethren believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things.
这不是不可能的，巴拿巴就做到了。
It's not that this is impossible because Barnabas was able to do it himself.
那么我们看 最后第三重点，就是从第八节到十三节。
And let us look at the last important point, which is from verse 8 to 11.
这里提到爱是最大的。
Here it says that love is the greatest.
那这个最大是在十三节跟信望爱这三个比较起来，爱是最大的。
And verse 13, it compares between three things, faith, hope, and love, and love is the greatest.
那为什么爱是最大的呢？
Well, why is it that love is the greatest?
因为这个爱呢，从现在一直到永远。
Because love is eternal.
从现在到永远。
It's from now until eternity.
信和望呢，其实暂时的而已。
Because faith and hope are temporal.
因为当主耶稣来临以后，我们不用再信耶稣了。为什么？早就看到耶稣了，就不用信了。我们就完完全全了解耶稣了。
Because once Jesus comes again, then in that case, our faith and our hope will essentially be done.
我们这个信就是说还没看见，我们再相信。当我们看见以后，我们就不用相信了。
Because with faith, faith is all about believing in something until you see it. And once you see it, you no longer need to have that faith.
那盼望也是，当我们进到天国，我们还要盼望什么呢？
And hope is the same thing, because once we enter the kingdom of God, then do we need to have hope anymore?
所以这爱是最大的，因为这个爱不会改变，从现在一直到永远。
And this is why love is the greatest among these three, because it lasts from now into the
那如果现在没有爱，以后呢，进不了天国，因为那个是爱的国度。
And if we do not have love today, we will not be able to get into the kingdom of God.
那我们今天呢，要用爱彼此的相待。
And today we must use love to take care of one another.
我们虽然有时候称教会的信徒叫弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes we will use love to support our brethren.
我们有时候称呼教会弟兄教会信徒、
oh.
叫做说弟兄姐妹。
Oh, okay. When we address our fellow brothers and sisters, we'll address them as brothers and sister.
Believers. As
believers.
As brothers and sisters. Okay. 那么有时候这样喊呢，会不会口是心非啊？
Well, when we call one another with this title, does it really have meaning?
还是只是嘴巴说一说，口头禅？
And are we just saying it?
我们说的时候应该把真的，因为我们以后呢要在天国碰面了，这是弟兄姐妹啊。
Well, we have to think of it as this: that in the future, when we are all in the kingdom of heaven,
我们都是弟兄姐妹。
That we are brothers and sisters in heaven.
那说现在呢，我们就要什么真正的用爱来对待彼此啊。
Which is why we must really have love in our hearts as we interact. With each other.
就讲个真实见证好了。
Well, let me describe a brief testimony.
在什么十几年前吧，我不知道多久了，很久以前了。我在伯恩教会。
Many years ago, I was at Baldwin Park.
我对有一户家庭很熟悉。
I was very familiar with the family.
我们感情特别好。
We had a very strong relationship.
那有一天呢，他有个这个家庭的父母亲有个小女孩差不多十二岁。
They had a daughter that was 12 years old.
他有一天就跟我们说：“哦，我们既然这么好的话，你就做我的干哥哥了。”
Oh, if our relationship is that good, maybe you should just be like my
God brother. 那我就做你干妹妹。
And then I will become your god sister.
我听到的时候，我心里觉得很不舒服。
Because when I heard this, I was my heart was filled with a little bit of discomfort.
我只想说真的就当弟兄姐妹在看待嘛。
Because I had already thought of each other as brother and sister.
那弟兄姐妹是比较亲近呢，还是干哥哥、干哥妹妹比较亲近？
Well, brother and sister. Well, is it closer for brothers and sisters, or is it like God brother and God sister? Which one's closer?
当然是弟兄姐妹比较亲近的。
Because brother and sister should technically be much closer.
So we don't need to add a name to say, "Hey, this brother and sister."
So we shouldn't feel like it's necessary to add a title like God brother or God sister to get closer.
那也让我有点心伤，就说心难过。哎，这个有时候啊，教会弟兄姐妹好像有没有真的当成弟兄姐妹啊？
So what this troubled me was whether or not we, in our daily course of coming to church, and we address each other as brothers and sisters, do we really have that heart of love?
那么又让我想到说，有时候人哦会把一些像传道啊当成一种该怎么讲啊，当成好像一种职分、一种工作。
Some people may think that pastors just simply have a job that they have to do.
没有把传道当成一个弟兄来看待。
They don't usually think of pastors as a brother that they should also look after.
我很希望说人们可以把我当成弟兄，而不是当成传道。
I hope that everyone can treat me or perceive me as a fellow brother versus just a pastor.
因为这个传道呢是暂时的，因为到天国以后啊，也不需要传道了。
Because as a pastor, this role is only temporary because once we enter into the kingdom of heaven, I don't need to be a pastor.
以后在天国也没有什么梁传道啊，什么陈传道啊，胡传道，没有了。
Because in heaven, there is no longer this title of pastor. It's just brother.
所以有时候呢，这个信徒啊，对待一些工人啊，啊，这个是某某谁 ，OK， 好，啊，那你是某某谁，我请你吃饭。那当你不是的时候，我也不理你了。
Because there may be situations where because other people perceive you as a particular role that they may be more friendly or cordial with you, but when you lose that title, it disappears.
你想想看，那这样子会不会让人家很心酸呢？啊、哦，原来其实那时候就不是把我当成弟兄姐妹，因为是当个职分。那你没有这个职分，你也不用，就像公司你被 fire 了。
Now is this a little bit?
我不用理你了。
Isn't it disappointing to think that? One day when your title changes, that people's relationships with you will change.
所以圣经告诉我们说、啊、这个要用爱。所以有时候我们从现在到永远，有时候我们现在都没有在爱啊。
So this is why the Bible tells us that we must have a love in our hearts to last us from now until eternity.
所以到最后呢，我们看这个结论。
And in the end, let us look at the conclusion.
啊，十四章的第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1.
你要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐，其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。
Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy.
所以保罗没有否定这个恩赐的重要性。
Paul does not diminish the value of having spiritual gifts.
可是他首先教导门徒啊，是说要先追求爱。
But he emphasizes that believers must pursue love first.
因为没有爱的话，那其实他什么都不是啊。这个虽然有很多恩赐，这个人在神面前啊，也什么都不是，也不要得到什么赏赐，所说的话都是废话。
Because without the pursuit of love and the love in their hearts, everything that they have in terms of spiritual gifts and everything that they do is truly nothing.
啊，就这个恩赐和这个爱啊，就像我想比喻，就像一个师父。
Because love and spiritual gifts are kind of like a chef, a cook.
一个厨师很会煮菜，这个像爱一样。
Well, for example, a cook who knows how to cook, this is like love.
那么有没有器具啊？这个煮饭的盘子啊，什么器具是不是好的？就像这个恩赐一样。
Well, if we think about the pots and pans, the various apparatuses in the kitchen, these are like the spiritual gifts.
虽然没有恩赐，可是厨师很会煮菜的话，当然他还是可以煮出好吃的东西的，没有很好器具。
Well, okay, so if the cook or the chef doesn't have the best of his tools and cooking utensils, he can still prepare meals, but they may not be the best.
当然最好的是他会煮饭，很会煮，而且又加上很好的工具，那他煮的菜会一流。
So the best combination is obviously when you take the chef and then provide him with the best tools possible, then he will be able to prepare the best meal.
那我们当然知道，有些人啊，有些这个可能新结婚的人呢、啊，买一个栋大房子，买很多家具，很一流的家具，一流这个煮饭的器具。
We know that when people get married and they buy their first home and start buying kitchen utensils and things like that for their homes.
可是他不会煮饭。
But they don't actually know how to cook.
虽然最好的器具，可是还是把东西烧焦了。
So even though they bought the best pots and pans, they still managed to burn everything.
还是盐巴放的太多了，咸的要命。
Or they put too much salt and it's salty beyond measure.
所以有我们要有爱啊，否则一切的东西都是恩赐都是白有的。
So this is a way to think of why love is so important. Otherwise, everything else that we have is really meaningless.
那我们该怎么做才会有爱？
Well, what is it that we have to do to be able to have love?
用两个经节来做结束。
Well, let us look at a final passage for our conclusion.
两个经节做结束。来，我们看罗马书第五章第五节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Now hope does not disappoint.Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
在这里提到说，这个圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
Here it says that the love of God has been poured out into our hearts.
如果我们觉得说我们爱很少啊，没办法赦免，还是没办法这个爱别人的话，很可能是我们还没被圣灵充满。
When we think about times when we face.Where we feel like we do not have heart, love in our hearts, it just means that we haven't been able to be filled by the Holy Spirit with love.
我们再看第二个经节，约翰福音十五章十二节。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
十五章十二节。
John chapter 15, verse 12.
约翰福音十五章十二节。
John chapter 15, verse 12.
十二节，我来念。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。这就是我的命令。
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
我们要把这两个句话记在心里面。
These two passages we should really remember and put into our hearts.
所以我们常常被提醒，那么我们就知道说怎么去爱。
So that we may be able to recall these often and know how is it that we can have love in our hearts.
我来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.
53首。
Let's sing hymn 53.